Vassar Clemens, thank you for coming home. I know, we could listen to them all night, but we still have a lot coming up. Everybody, just sit down and relax and cool off a little bit. Are you having a wonderful time? Well, would you mind staying here half the night? Well, it might turn out to be like that. This is great. This is wonderful. Our next performer, I'm real excited about. Sam Pacetti. I met him just a few years ago. He was just 18 years old. He's not very much older now. He was an incredibly handsome, incredibly talented young man.
And he's gone now.
He still is. I was truly amazed at how comfortable he was with adults. I really was. From St. Augustine, and I'm sure you all know that Gamble Rogers befriended him, saw how talented he was, and they made some memories together in the last year or so before Gamble died. But I did a show with Sam at his high school in St. Augustine, and I was very curious to see how his peers would relate to him, because I thought it was just so amazing that he was so wonderful with adults, and I thought, well, maybe it's not quite the same way with his peers, but I have to say that when he walked up to that microphone and started to perform, that auditorium became silent, and his peers, the students, were absolutely enthralled with his performance, and it was very moving for me to see that. The little girls in the front row, of course, were their tongues were hanging out. They were so thrilled with him. But he is incredibly talented, as I said before. He's remarkable talent all over. He's performing all over. He has just signed a record contract with Waterbug Records. He's got a CD coming out in 2.5 weeks. How about a warm welcome for Sam Pacetti?
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hey.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, let's get all this. My signals are crossed here. The tree's moving. Thank you.
child's ransom. I just wanna dance with you a while. But you know I'm not a very good dancer, but I do the very best I can. Cause if dance is what you like, we're gonna do it all night. I'm a dancing kind of man. What if the blow is your dresser? What if it makes you smile? What if the blow is your dresser? It's gonna keep me around a while. Well, all these men keep giving you the same old story. We're trying to take you home. That's not on my mind, so you don't have to worry. But darling, can I call you on the telephone? Because I don't give a damn along the way. Are you ever gonna try to stay? And if you wanna fall in love, there's a moon above. And if you don't, just shake your head. What if the blow is your dresser? What if it makes you smile? What if the blow is your dresser? It's gonna keep me around a while. What if the blow is your dresser? What if it makes you smile? What if the blow is your dresser? It's gonna keep this old boy standing here waiting. I don't mind saying, I feel like staying a while.
Thank you very much.
You're crowding me, man. Sorry.
All this production, it's like, it's vulgar, isn't it? It's like,
Christ.
You know, but it's okay. I mean, we love it. Here's a tune by Merle Travis, in case you're wondering. Do this one for somebody that died a while back. Doesn't matter who it was. As long as you dedicate a song to somebody, it really doesn't matter. So we'll just dedicate it to somebody that died a few weeks ago. Back, I guess it's been about a month ago now, there was a festival just down the road a ways at the Suwannee Spring Fest. And I know a few of you guys were there. And I found a new hero at the Suwannee Spring Fest. And this is one of his tunes. Papa's name was Hannibal, Mama was Hannibariah, and everything we owned got all burned up in the Great Depression fire. We stripped mines and one crop farming, drained the green earth dry, and we lost it all, it only love was left, cause love the one thing money can buy. Yeah, we all the small children, Dust Bowl song, and the cops won't grow, and the dust just blows. When the green fields are gone, when the green grass growing fields are gone, when the green fields are gone, when the green grass growing fields are gone. California, this work of every kind, the only job I ever got out there was a waiting on a welfare line. But once I had a dollar, once I had a dream, and now all the work is being done by a big old machine. Yeah, we are desperate children, Dust Bowl song. Well, now the crops won't grow, and the dust just blows. When the green fields are gone, when the green grass growing fields are gone, when the green fields are gone, when the green grass growing fields are gone. Thank you. Well, where are we time-wise? Okay, hey. I do this tune for a good buddy of mine. Hey, fellas. I'm going to do this tune for a good buddy of mine, and I'm going to tell his story and just embarrass the living hell out of him. And this tune I wrote for a buddy of mine, Clyde Walker. Clyde Walker, finger picker extraordinaire. My God, we all know him and love him. If you don't know him, you will soon, because he's that kind of a guy. He gets around. And this is a tune about a boat. And the gift that was in that boat. And it's called Strange Genealogy. You were born in 56, but me in 74. But we grew up indifferent. Ah, we never grew up at all. On the outside looking very young, but the inside truly very old. Spin the wheel around one more time, cause I think I'll have my fortune. And though we each walk different paths and left, they cross somewhere ahead, and they cross somewhere behind. In another lifetime a bit. And though I did not ask to know you, just like you did not ask to be, I suppose that some things are predetermined. If that's so, it's fine by me. For there are all these things you've given me, all the things I've given back. Tell me, how do we measure things like this? Can you tell me, where's the payoff at? Eyes hold many secrets, and my mouth tells many lies. You know all that truth about me, yet you still stand by my side. Once I was crashing down the river, a new paddle with which to steal my craft. 10 tons of life died round my feet, back pedaling but getting nowhere fast. And there you were on yonder bank, standing like a holy beacon of sin, with not even one I told you so. Or won't you throw me the lifeboat once again? Does it seem to you that we're getting older? Sometimes I think we're already gone. Time is a powerful illusion, as death is time's begotten son. And every day we're closer to him, someday we will feel his cold embrace. Perhaps then we'll come back as another, or yet we might walk through time and space. Should I be passing through the cosmos, it's by a soul that I recognize. I wouldn't know you by that fire that had burned within your eyes. For as you are my student teacher, I am your father and your son. And in that final recognition, it's then that we will know that we finally won. Thank you very much. Who's running this thing? About 6 months ago, I'd gone to Ireland for about 4 months and had a wonderful time. And tonight, two very special friends are here, all the way from Dublin. They're touring the United States, their band Emmaus, so you'll want to make sure and keep your eyes out for them, should they be in your town. And since they've come all this way to see the show, I figured I would do this tune for them. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, y'all. You've been a wonderful crowd. We'll see you next year.
We'd love to hear more, but we can't. You're just going to have to buy a CD. Sam Pacetti from St. Augustine. He's wonderful. He really is. I'm sorry that we can't hear more from him, but we have so much more to hear tonight. Wonderful music stories, groups, and then we're all going to end up with a finale at the end of the evening. Everybody's going to be singing together. Well, our next performer is a traditional bluegrass folk Appalachian storyteller. He was raised on a small farm, but he now lives in a big city, Atlanta, Georgia. And he travels around telling hunting and fishing stories and telling city folks what it was like to live and grow up during the Depression. How about a warm welcome, everyone, for Chuck Larkin.
Thank you. Testing. Are we on yet? Are we on? Testing. Boy, it's sure good luck for me that Sam didn't have to follow me. Well, I'm in that branch of storytelling that really just talks about growing up on a farm back in the 30s, in the Depression, and I was thinking backstage what to talk about. My buddy Frederick, now I like to talk about dogs a lot. He had an old hound dog we call Frosty. So I thought I'd talk to you a little bit about old Frosty tonight. Well, you all know how a healthy dog has a cold nose. I could hold my hand on an electric fence longer than I could hold it on Frosty's nose. So when I say cold nose, I'm talking about that thing was terrible. The saddest dog I ever seen, because when he was a pup, we had to bottle feed him. You know, his mama would not let him get in that close. And you talk about a dog that went through image problems. I mean, every time he went out into the barnyard, all the other dogs would sit down. But he was a smart dog. You all have to think on these things now and catch up with me. He was a smart dog. I mean, you pick up a fishing pole, he'd go dig worms. You pick up a shotgun, he'd run, get his colors on, fetch a game bag. And in fact, I remember one day my buddy Frederick and I were heading down the Nassawonga Creek to do a little fishing. We had our poles, and of course Frosty was with us. But when we got down there, the creek from one bank to the other was just filled with these, you know, these big, humongous Canada geese. And we were laying, we were about 8 or 9 years old. We were laying there in the high grass thinking on what we could do to get ourselves one of them Canada geese. No slingshots, no chunking stones, just old fishing poles. That's no good. And suddenly my buddy Frederick said, "Chuck, you hold on here and watch this bunch of worms." He throwed the whole bucket of worms in front of my nose. That ain't an easy job to do. Then he took that empty bucket, throwed it up over his head, took a big old roll of fishing twine and his pocket knife, and he slipped on into the water. For about 2 hours, I watched that bucket go back and forth, amongst them all them Canada geese. Well, the bucket started kind of floating all over toward me, and suddenly Frederick jumped up, throwed me the bucket, and hollered, "Chuck, got us a mess of Canada geese." Now, what I think he'd been doing is he'd sidle up by one of them geese, those the Canada geese, and tie that string, you know, on one of them feet, run it off the ball, cut it, and tie it on his belt. Because when he hollered, 333 Canada geese went straight up in the air, dangling my best buddy underneath them. It's not a funny thing, folks. This is tragedy. All I got to say is, "Bye-bye, Fred. Bye-bye, Chuck." Well, I went home. Of course, I sent Frosty home with his gear, got most of the worms back in the bucket. I mean, I was doing my job. And it was, I don't know. Diane, have you ever, when you felt like a little girl, you were a little girl once, when you felt like you'd done something wrong, did you run in and tell your mama?
Never told my mama.
Well, I always told my mama when I thought I did something wrong. Well, not that night. That night I went to bed with a heart heavy with guilt. I found out over the years, if you practice that, pretty soon your heart will harden up and you won't feel that guilt no more. Well, the next morning I went down to breakfast and I was eating. My mama looked at me. She said, Chuck, are you going to go over to Frederick's and play after you finish your chores? No, ma'am, he ain't home. He's always home. He ain't home today. Well, she got suspicious, started wheedling on me. And I finally fessed up. Get over there. His mama, Geneva's going to be worried about that boy. Mama, now, come on. They got 18 kids. You know they ain't going to miss him for a few days. Get over there. Well, I walked over to Frederick's. I was so relieved. There he was down the barn. I went down the barn. I said, Frederick, what happened to you? Chuck, you would never believe. I bet I was about 10 miles above the creek. It's cold up there. I was about 2,000 feet up. And cows look like little ants. I said, Frederick, now come on. You pulling my leg. Chuck, I was there. Well, how'd you get back? Oh, well, it were kind of accident. I was awful stiff hanging on those Canada geese. And I happened to be stretching. And I reached up. And I grabbed some string and pulled. And that whole flock of Canada geese kind of banged. So I reached up, grabbed some more string, and banked them the other way. I just turned around and headed them back home. Well, how did you get down? Oh, it took some thinking, but I pulled them down short on the right side and tied them. So I put them in a permanent bank there, you know, around the barn. And then I pulled one at a time down, and I wrapped the string around the wings. You all can work that out, can't you? You know, it just increase the weight and decrease the lifting power. So they set me down in front of the barn, just gentle as a feather. I said, oh, Frederick, you must have been scared. No, Chuck, it was kind of exhilarating. Oh, come on, you must have been scared. Chuck, now I don't tell no lies. What are you getting on me like this for? Well, if you weren't scared, how come your hair's done turn white? Chuck, you ever been under a flock of Canada goose for 2 hours? Well, you know, he hauled me on out to the pasture, and sure enough, you know those big rolls of hay the farmers have out there? He had them Canada geese attached to them rolls of hay and was flying it up to the barn. Now, I know some of you don't believe me, but I'd walk on my lips before I'd lie about something like this. You go check Guinness Book of Records tomorrow or the next day, whenever you get thinking on it, and you look up the origin of automated farming, and you'll see Frederick Scott's name there and a little bio about what happened that day. I don't tell no lies. And if you want to look into it farther, a variant of that story was first published by old Baron Munchausen in 1742.
Chuck Larkin. Well, we're going to move on back to St. Augustine. You all know that we have a wealth of talent from that area. Our next performers are a traditional string band, and they play traditional dance music and songs of the 18th, 19th, and 20th century. They are Jonathan and Mia Gerber, Alan Hood, and Bob Parsons. How about a warm welcome for South Moon Under?
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We're going to play a couple of polkas for you tonight. Plenty of room out there if anybody wants to get up and polka. We're going to play Riding on a Load of Hay and
Captain Bing's.
Captain Bing's polka.
Captain Bing's polka. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's been a great audience. Thank you.
South Moon Under, another hand, please. Thank you. I wanted to tell you that if you would like to get Vassar's newest recording, which is called Vassar's Jazz, I have a phone number that I can give you if you'd like to come backstage, and you can call and order it. So don't go away tonight without doing that. We have a surprise for you. Bob and Jolene Patterson had to go back home to St. Augustine, but we have a wonderful, wonderful performer, national recording artist. He now lives in Delray Beach, I understand. Hasn't been here for too long, but he's an incredible songwriter, and he has the ability to come to this state and see how wonderful it is and see what this state has and see what this state has to lose. And we're really, really thrilled to have him with us. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rod McDonald.
Or am I deaf? There we are. I guess I have the Michelle Pfeiffer part from that movie. Well, after listening to Sam play the guitar, I decided to burn mine after the show, but I don't know, maybe it's got a few notes left in it. We'll give it a try. Get a little of that high mid-range out of there. Well, I'm going to ask you to bear with me while I do kind of a personal song. This is the first song I wrote when I moved to Florida. And I also just want to do something different than all the tunes I played for you this afternoon. Life he's been living is not what he expected, so far from what he always thought were his dreams. Working in the bars, driving a beat-up car, down in the Southland, making the scene. And at night he likes to go down, stand by the ocean, watch all the lightning out over the sea. And there in the moonlight, set it all right till the waves wash his feet clean of memories. The life she's been living, it's not what she expected. She always had the mountains outside her window, but she loved herself a man down in the Southland. She wouldn't leave him, and he couldn't go. And at night he likes to take her down to the ocean and watch all the lightning out over the sea. And there in the moonlight, they hold each other tight till the waves wash their feet clean of memories. And the friends that you've known, and the place where you've grown up, stay in your memory while the rest fades away. But new friends will come and new dreams will show up. Still you cling to each other at the end of the day. Now there's plastic flamingos growing in the garden, and it's either that sunlight or 2 feet of rain, but they still run hand in hand into the breakers and walk on the sand just before hurricanes. And at night they like to go down and stand by the ocean and watch all the lightning out over the sea. And there in the moonlight they hold each other tight till the waves wash their feet clean of memories. Yeah, there in the moonlight they hold each other tight till the waves wash their feet clean of memories. I'd like to do a song from my newest CD. This is kind of by request for you. Could I have just a little more of the guitar on the monitor, please? Thank you. That blew Oklahoma City down. Not I, said the Washington lobbyist, checking the names off on his list. We give money to candidates who vote exactly like we tell them to preserve all our basic rights, to own a rifle with a scope sight, or an assault weapon to spray a street, or a militia if we wanna beat down on anyone in our way. Till a revolution comes one day. Okay, so one got out of line. You can't say the blame is mine. Who bought the bomb that blew Oklahoma City down? Not I, said the leader of Congress, busily beating on his chest, celebrating the victory of his political party. He rode his white horse to Washington, set up the targets and mowed them down. The biggest need today, he said, is eliminating the government. Boom the environment, boom healthcare. It's a revolution, boom welfare. As for some guy with a bomb on a bus, he's totally unimportant to us. Well, who placed the bomb that blew Oklahoma City down? Not I, said the action movie star, derailing 15 railroad cars, rode his rocket through the hotel, blew the bad guys straight to hell. I'm killing villains all over the world, so be like me and you'll get the girl. We don't pay extras on this film, so there's no bystanders to get killed. As for the law, it's just a drag. At the end of the movie, I get back my badge with a quip and a smile in every frame. You can't say that I'm to blame. Well, who set the bomb that blew Oklahoma City down? Not I, said the right-wing radio host, But then I can proudly boast, good people everywhere agree with me. There's a liberal conspiracy that must be stopped immediately. If we're gonna keep our country free, ensure, I said, the president and his wife are deviants, whose government has no authority and must be destroyed. But actually, I didn't mean it literally. I was just trying to get myself on TV. Well, who lit the bomb that blew Oklahoma City down? Not I, said the preacher, book in hand, with his personal knowledge of God's great plan. God will punish those who do wrong. Sometimes we need to help them along. It just shows our morality has hit new low with sex and free speech and rock music in this generation. But in this case, it was a right-wing Christian gun nut racist white man. I still say we need to make a stand for God and Christ in this here station. So would you please send a donation? Well, who denied the bomb that blew Oklahoma City down? Not I, said the people, eyes glued to the screen as they pulled the bodies out of the scene. Those Arabs shouldn't have done what they done. What do you mean it was an American? He should have just gone on Oprah for guys who can't stop making war. There's nothing I hate more than violence. If you'd asked me, it would have made more sense to let our boys win in Vietnam or drop the big one on Iran. But killing Americans, it ain't the same. You can't say that we're to blame. So who built the bomb that blew Oklahoma City down?
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Rod McDonald. His new CD is called Then He Woke Up, and it's available in stores, record stores, everywhere. Our next performer is from South Florida. One of the finest singer-songwriters we have in the state. Marie travels all over the state of Florida. You see her name in just about everything. I think she sings now for a living. Is that right, Marie?
You want to call it that, yeah.
How about a warm welcome, please, for Marie Knopfsinger.
Thanks, Jeannie. I'd like to thank all the folks that came to the songwriting jam today. That was really nice. And you're going to hear the same song. I stared down an old Dodge truck, its architecture strong. That old cowboy driving must have bought it back when he was young. The chrome and antique mirror that tailgate hung down made me want to search the papers, see if there's any more around. But Detroit isn't building any more like that. 'Cause if the darn things last forever, no one's pockets would get fat. And it's called planned obsolescence. It means highway robbery. Seems like nothing anymore is the way it ought to be. Seems like nothing anymore is the way it ought to be. got a brand new pair of boots. In no time they broke down. I put on my old green piercing 12 years of walking around. The stitching had not broken. I replaced the heels one time. I search everywhere I go, but I can't find none like mine. And Texas isn't building cowboy boots anymore like that. 'Cause if the darn things last forever, no one's pockets would get fat. And it's called planned obsolescence. It means highway robbery. Seems like nothing anymore is the way it ought to be. Seems like nothing anymore is the way it ought to be. Just to have another fight. Then today you wondered why I couldn't touch a bite. Old movies taught me true love always catered to the kiss. But you have taken so much more. I've nothing left to give. And Hollywood's not making movies anymore like that. If true love lasts forever, who'd care about pockets getting fat? And is this planned obsolescence to romantic robbery? Seems like nothing anymore is the way it ought to be. Seems like nothing anymore is the way it ought to be. Yeah, I stare down that old Dodge truck. Its architecture strong. That old cowboy driver must have bought it back when he was young. The chrome and antique mirror that tailgate hung down made me want to search the papers, see if there's any more around. But Detroit isn't building anymore like that. 'Cause if the darn things last forever, no one's pockets would get fat. It's called planned obsolescence. It means highway robbery. Seems like nothing anymore is the way it ought to be. And it seems like nothing anymore is the way it ought to be. Thank you all very, very much. See you next year.
Marie Nofsinger. Before I introduce our next performer, we are missing some members of Salt Run Bluegrass Band. 90% of them are missing, and you're on after the next performer, so please come backstage and get set up. Well, our next performer is from St. Augustine area. He's a songwriter. He designs programs, works for children in schools. He educates. He travels throughout Florida performing. He has a brand new CD that was shipped to White Springs this weekend. It's just finished. It's called Two Town Man. How about a warm welcome for Dave Dowling?
What a... I'm taller than that, aren't I? This is really neat. I get to open up for my own band. I don't know. I hope they think I'm a hard act to follow. I doubt it, though. Jim Quine thinks I play bass better asleep than awake. Anyway, I'm just going to do one song here. Since I only had one, I didn't know whether to do something stupid or something serious because, like you, I'm both. So I figured out one that's a song that's both. I hope you're both. What works? This is one I wrote back when I lived in the Outer Banks of North Carolina about my friend William Thorpe. We lived on the bad side of town. They called it the California section. In lieu of that bad euphemism that people use for those towns. Now the California section of that North Carolina town probably wasn't where you'd want to be, but the rent was cheap. My friends were living there. That was good enough for me. Well, the boats brought in the flounder and the sea trout and the shrimp, and on a good day you could get 16 hours in. You could hear 1,000 jokes, make 60 or 70 bucks. Grab a six-pack, go on home, pick your mandolin. And on the coldest night of the year, north wind howling through the walls and into your ear, a chimney place caught fire out on our side of town. I had to lend William Thorpe a pair of my britches to watch his house burn down. The whole house burned down. The artwork, the fiddle, and the books, the whole house burned down. Kitchen itself got cooked, and the night was full of whiskey, Irish music on my phonograph, and we philosophized until we laughed. God Almighty, we laughed. There was nothing else to do. I always loved to hear William laugh. You would too. On the coldest night of the year, the north wind howling through the wall and into your ear, a chimney place caught fire out on our side of town. I had to lend William Thorpe a pair of my britches to watch his house burn down. The whole house burned down. But he escaped with his daughter and wife. He might have forgotten his trousers, but they saved each other's lives. The night was full of whiskey, Irish music on the phonograph, and we philosophized until we laughed. God Almighty, we laughed. There was nothing else to do. I always loved to hear William laugh, and I still do. Thanks a lot. And then see me if you need a CD. I've got plenty, more than I need. Thanks.
And now Dave Dowling's band is going to play one of our favorites from the St. Augustine area as well. Is Dave coming? Oh, there he is. Okay. Liz Williamson, Dave Dowling, Tom Meckling, Eric Searcy, Ed Wolford, Jim Quine, Salt Run.
2, check, 1, 2. Can you hear that? Can you hear it? 1, 2, okay. How about the banjo? I can't hear that. Can you hear that? Can you hear it?
Not me.
I can't hear it in the monitor at all. Proud to see some of you still here tonight. Some true music lovers. All right.
Check.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Osborne Brothers tune. And this one is a Mighty Clouds of Joy tune.
Mighty Clouds. Oh, brother, seek,
seek, seek, and you shall find.
Knock,
knock, knock, and the door shall be open.
Ask a favor.
Ask a favor, and it shall be given. And the love comes twinkling down. Seek, 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 and you shall find.
Knock,
knock, knock, and the door shall be open.
Ask a favor.
Ask a favor, and it shall be given. And the love come twinkling down.
Brother, you ought to been there. You ought to been there. Father, you ought to been there. You ought to been there. Father, you ought to been there. When the love comes trickling down, you got to see.
Seek, seek, and you shall find. Knock, knock, and the door shall be open.
Ask a favor.
Ask a favor.
You ought to been there. You ought to been there. Love comes twinkling down. You ought to been there. You ought to been there. Mothers, you ought to been there. When the love comes twinkling down. Got to see.
See, see. And you shall find. When the love comes twinkling down, you got to see, 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 and you shall find.
A good time, right? Give yourself a hand. You've been a wonderful audience. Come on out. Come on. We're moving them through like a herd of cattle tonight, aren't we? There's still more to come. If you want to get up and stretch a little bit, that's okay. It's all right. You might want to take this opportunity while our next group's setting up. This is like a grand reunion of folk performers tonight. Our next performer is certainly no stranger to any of us. He's been performing around the state, all the festivals for many years. He's a great songwriter. He's a cracker environmentalist. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Whitey Markle and the Swamp Rooters.
Thank you very much. Test, test. Little swamp grass for you. Florida blues, got them in the sand in my Duval County shoes. Everybody's coming here and staying here too, if you know what I mean about these East Florida blues. First it was Timaqua, the Creek and Seminole, and along come the Spaniards and took their bloody toll. Then this place got crackified with changing history, and along come the boom that brought the tourist industry. I've been working on these East Florida blues, got them in the sand in my Dixie County shoes. Everybody's coming here and staying here too, if you know what I mean about these East Florida blues. Gonna come here, you gotta know the terms. We ain't all that stupid and we ain't eat up with worms. If everything was rosy in your northern factory, I'd say Pennsylvania is where you ought to be. I've been working on these East Florida blues, got them in the sand in my Monroe County shoes. Everybody's coming here and staying here too, if you know what I mean about these East Florida blues. They say when you're in Rome, you ought to do as the Romans. The same goes here in Florida for every man and woman. If you don't like our thinking or our backward country songs, I'd say up in Michigan is right where you belong. I've been working on these East Florida blues, got them in the sand in my Union County shoes. Everybody's coming here and staying here too, if you know what I mean about these East Florida blues. If you know what I mean about these East Florida blues. I got them bad. Yeah. It's the truth, ain't it, folks? All right, this next one, we're going to do one more. This one's called a Cracker Stomp. It's my protest against organized dancing. No wrong way to do the cracker stomp. All you got to do is pick up one of your 2 feet and drop it back down to the ground, and you've done the cracker stomp. You can't do it wrong. Don't you love that? Thank you.
the swamp. My little song gonna bring you joy. It's called the Cracker Stomp. Late at night when the moon comes out, I want to ramble and roam. Started to jumping up and down, and it comes out the Cracker Stomp. Hey, hey, the Cracker Stomp. Down the swamp, my feet start jumping, and it comes out the Cracker Stomp. Down the swamp, my feet start jumping, and it comes out the Cracker Stomp. There's one thing you see about my little song, it has no rhythm or rhyme. If I do it short, you can't do it long, cause you do it different every time. Same thing apply to their muddy old feet when they start to dancing along. Ain't no right way to do my song. You sure can't do it wrong. Hey, hey, the Cracker Stomp. From down the swamp, my feet start jumping, and it comes out the Cracker Stomp. I said my feet start jumping, and it comes out the Cracker Stomp. I said my feet start jumping, and it comes out the Cracker Stomp.
Thank you very much.
Whitey Markle and the Swamp Rooters, thank you. Our next performer is he's won the Florida State Banjo Contest 2 years in a row, and this year he also won the Ed Fleming Jr. Award for Outstanding Musicianship. There he is. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Vigo. Vigo has a new CD, by the way, too. It's called Times Ain't Now Nothing Like They Used to Be.
Hello. Good evening. Have you heard some good music tonight? I'm always glad that I can come. And I'd like you to sing a song with me tonight. It's a very easy song. All you have to do is say, "Carve him to the heart." And the men go, "Carve, carve him to the heart." Try that. "Carve him to the heart." And the women go, "Carve him to the heart. Carve him to the heart." Try that. "Carve him to the heart." First, I'm going to play the Blue Eagle Jail, and then we'll sing the song together, and then I'll finish off with Swain Buckley's jig. Thank you.
possum meat am good to eat. Carve him to the heart, you'll always find him nice and sweet. And carve him to the heart, my dog did bark, I went to see. Carve him to the heart, he had that possum up a tree. Carve him to the heart, oh, carve that possum. Carve that possum, children, carve that possum. Carve him to the heart, oh, carve that possum. Carve that possum, children, carve that possum. Carve him to the heart. I reached up to fetch him in, carve him to the heart. And that there possum began to grin, carve him to the heart. I took him home and dressed him off, carve him to the heart. I hung him that night in the frost, dummy to the heart. Everybody carve that possum. Carve that possum, children, carve that possum. Carve him to the heart, oh, carve that possum. Carve that possum, children, carve that possum. Carve him to the heart. The way to cook the possum sound, carve him to the heart. Just parboil him and bake him brown, carve him to the heart. Put sweet potatoes in the pan, carve him to the heart. The sweetest meat in all the land, carve him to the heart. Oh, carve that possum. Carve that possum, children, carve that possum. Carve him to the heart, oh, carve that possum. Carve that possum, children, carve that possum. Carve him to the heart. Thank you very much.
Okay, we are winding down. Our last performers of the evening are from the Tampa Bay area. We all love them very much. Marianne Danella, Sharon Nauman, Sandra Jemison. They're going to be performing by themselves, and then we're going to ask everyone to come up, performers this evening, and we're going to do a finale, and we'd ask everybody to sing with us.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
They're going to do a Stephen Foster song, I believe, right?
We are. We're going to do Hard Times.
Hard Times.
All these lights feel
Please
warm.
Please welcome Southwind.
Thank you
very much. Thank you.
That's good.
You guys are the diehards. We're sitting over there falling asleep, too.
I'll tell you, while we're getting set up, I'd like to call Ken Crawford out. We need to thank Ken Crawford for such a great show and all of our volunteers. I know Ken is here. Well, he'll come out for the last song.
It was deemed appropriate, since this is the Stephen Foster Memorial, that we would close with a Stephen Foster song, so we're going to do Hard Times. Are we okay?
Check. Well, is this on? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I got one. All set.
Let us pause in life's pleasures and count our many tears while we all sup sorrow with the poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, hard times come again no more. It's the song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times, come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times, come again no more. While we seek mirth and beauty and music light and gay. There are frail forms fainting at the door. Though their voices be silent, their pleading looks will say, oh, hard times come again no more. It's the song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'd love to call everybody out that's willing now.
There's Ken Crawford.
Here's Ken.
Ken, thank you.
Come on, Ken.
Thanks for such a great festival.
Thanks to all of you for coming out here. I had fun. Did you? All these hardworking people from this side and those with the Florida Department of State that are all around you in those pink shirts, and Valinda Subic and her staff at the parks here. This is their living room, and thanks for caring for it. See you next time.
Thank you, Ken. We'd like to get anybody we can to sing this last song with us. We say goodnight, Will, on this one.
Are we all alive on mics?
Not hardly.
And thanks so much, by the way, while we're sitting up, for putting up with a video shoot and an audio recording, which we are going to try very hard to do something with, and for participating in it with us. The technical crew from Everyman Sound that ran the house PA, and
yes,
the...
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Mark.
And the video crew. All of those people, all of their wonderful electronic geniuses, the Seminole Tribe of Florida. And we certainly thank John Anderson and Vassar Clements and all those wonderful folks that are everywhere with us. Thank you.
I'd like to, I don't know their names, but the two ladies who've done such a magnificent job signing.
All day
just
and
beautiful.
All night
Diana
long.
And Diane. Just lovely. Thank you, ladies.
In the late 20s that there come a great flood. It drowned 4,000, their graves was the mud. 'Twas nothing could withstand that great tidal wave, and the ghost of the vanished still cry from the grave.
Help us out.
Lord, hold back the waters of Lake Okeechobee. Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cold. When the wild winds are blowing across Okeechobee, they're calling and seeking for other poor souls. where Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cold. Damn.
The Seminole up there in haste and with speed. The wise words of warning were given no heed. When the waters receded, great God, what a sight. Men, women, and children turned black as the night.
Lord, hold back the waters of Lake Okeechobee. Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cold. When the wild winds are blowing across Okeechobee, they're calling and seeking for other poor souls. Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cold. Lake Okeechobee, Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cold. When the wild winds are blowing across Okeechobee, they're calling and seeking for other poor souls. Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cold.
Good night, Will.
Good night, everybody.